Hey, we have some great stories about Selena Gomez, Taylor Swift, and Katy Perry with Life and Style Weekly Recap of the Week That Was on The Ralphie Show. Senior reporter Andrew Nodell. We'll start with Selena Gomez, who recently celebrated her 21st birthday. What happened the night of, Andrew?
So there's Selena Gomez on her 21st birthday, sipping some rum and cokes, and one thing leads to another. She texts Justin Bieber, her ex, winds up at his house, and fast forward, her family has an intervention with her because they hate him so much.
Oh my goodness! Now, was the intervention more focused on Bieber, or was it focused on the fact that she was drinking and texting?
Well, I think it was actually focused more on Bieber, because we have sources who are saying, and these are friends of hers, who are saying that they can't stand him, and that he's a loser, and he's got a wandering eye, and he's no good for her, so she's getting a lot of people in her ear saying, stay away from Justin.
Because the drinking and texting thing is no good either.
Well, no, that's never any good. We've all been there.
Life and Style Weekly's Andrew Nodell here on The Ralphie Show. Let's talk about Taylor Swift, who seems to be enjoying her beautiful $17 million mansion down in Watch Hill. But she's having some issues with trespassing. What is she doing to kind of avert those issues, Andrew?
She's put a sign up outside that Rhode Island mansion, and it's a little tongue-in-cheek. It says, I knew you were trouble when you walked in. No trespassing. So she, of course, is playing on the lyrics of her song.
Yeah, you know what, though? I like that, because it's a serious issue. Obviously, you don't want anyone trespassing and bothering her. That's, I think, part of the reason why she moved to Watch Hill. But it's nice that she's, like, kind of has some sense of humor about it, at least, right?
Oh, absolutely. She's having fun with it, but she's also, you know, getting down to business saying, stay the heck off my property.
Yeah, and please, no trespassing down there in Watch Hill. All right, wrapping up with Life and Style Weekly's Andrew Nodell. A big thank you from all of us here to Life and Style Weekly, picking up on this Katy Perry story. She's been doing the media rounds regarding her new single Roar that came out on Monday and the new album out this October. But she revealed a little bit of news to us that John Mayer is going to be working on her album as well. They did the duet for his album, and he plays guitar on a couple tracks for her album Prism out this October. So it definitely seems like these two are pretty much stronger than ever, right, Andrew?
Absolutely, yeah. And Roar is number one in 60 countries. So she's on top of the world.
Yeah, she's got to be loving life after a great week. And of course, you can hear that track on The Ralphie Show as well. Congrats to Katy. All right, and thank you again to Life and Style Weekly. Recap of the week that was, of course, senior reporter Andrew Nodell. Have a great weekend, bud.
You too.